The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Well, if you know anything about Christian radio, the name Chuck Swindoll is immediately familiar with you. Who is not familiar with Insight for Living? On the air 40 years, Chuck Swindoll, one of the great Christian leaders of our generation. Well, there are so many people behind the scenes that make Insight for Living a reality, and one of those is Roger Kemp. Roger is the executive producer on the daily Insight for Living radio program, and it is my pleasure to welcome Roger Kemp to the program. Roger, welcome.
Thanks so much, Bob, the legend. It's great to be on the air with you today. Thank you.
Well, I don't know about that, but Roger, it is just a privilege. You and Chuck go back a long, long time, don't you?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact, and it actually, all the way back to 1971, I was in middle school at the time and attending a church in Southern California, and out in the parking lot with my buddies tossing the football around, Chuck had just arrived as our new pastor, and I thought it was pretty cool for him to come down to the parking lot in the middle of the week and throw the football around with us. I thought, this is a pretty cool guy. I think I'm going to follow him.
Well, and you don't know this, but I'm from Southern California.
I saw that. Yeah, that's great. What part?
Well, born in Long Beach, but actually graduated from high school at Dominguez High School in Compton.
Yeah, sure.
A little bit before you. I think I'm a little bit older than you are. But
well, you did good to escape to Columbus.
Well, that is true. That is true. So you were at Evangelical Free there in Fullerton with Chuck when he first came as pastor.
Yeah, and then in 1979, Lori and I my wife and I graduated from Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, came home to Southern California, and
I had enough sense to leave. You went back.
There you go. I was invited to join this fledgling little team that was launching a program in July of 1979 called Insight for Living. And because it was my pastor, I was just thrilled as a young graduate to be a part of the team. And none of us knew at the time, had any idea what the 4 decades would hold for us. But it's been quite a ride to see what God has done through this program. And, of course, I think we're a charter program with WRFD, and also I think we've held the same 8:30 a.m. position all these years.
Yeah, you have, and obviously one of the most popular programs on WRFD through That's all right. of these years. What has been most surprising to you concerning the explosive growth of Insight for Living? Obviously, it's one of the most popular Christian radio broadcasts in American history. What has surprised you, or did you expect it to take off as it has?
No, I nobody's more surprised than Chuck himself, frankly, and he would tell you that he came into Christian radio kicking and screaming. It wasn't his idea. He's always been focused on the church, and by the way, Bob, I know you also have a real passion for the church, having mm-hmm. served it for so many years, that, you know, this thing we do is not about radio. It really is about serving the church. That's the way God designed it. But I think the thing that's most surprising and delightful is just to see God's people have such a hunger for his word. And then if there's perhaps a doctrine that seems to have really captured everybody's affection through this program, it would be grace. lately we've been talking about the fragrance of grace. And that's not something that comes from Insight for Living. It's something that comes from God's Word. We hear from so many listeners in Columbus and beyond who say, you know, I listen to that program and I hear Chuck laugh. I hear him teach the Bible. What I really feel is just a fresh touch of God's grace.
This is a tough question, but I think you would be very, very eligible to answer it. In the 40 years that Insight for Living has been on the air, there have been hundreds and hundreds of radio ministries begun and have fallen to the wayside. Many, 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 many pastors, Bible teachers have had this dream, this vision of having a syndicated radio program. And here we are 40 years later, Insight for Living has stood the test of time. And I guess the ultimate question, what is it about Chuck Swindoll's teaching that just connects with his audience?
Well, actually, I think that good question is one that we won't know until eternity, why others have come and gone and why Insight has continued to pioneer forth. But I my best guess would be that because Chuck has kept the church central and Bible teaching central and stayed out of the way, if you will, sure, he can tell a good story. He loves to laugh from the pulpit. But, you know, he's remained disciplined to the study of God's Word. In fact, he does not call his messages in. You know, you and I are approximately the same generation, Bob, but Chuck's a little older than us both, and I can guarantee you he's busier than both of us put together. Mm-hmm. In fact, he would be on this call if he weren't out of the country on a speaking engagement. He's otherwise engaged. His passion is teaching the Word. And so I think this is a long-winded answer to your question. That discipline, every Thursday in his home, he's preparing for Sunday. That's been the meter, the metric that has guided his life. And just staying on that discipline and just staying at it, being true to God's Word and not sugarcoating things and not telling people what they want to hear, but hearing what he believes God is telling him that people need to hear. Has been what has been blessed through the years.
Well, I would assume that most of our listeners know this. Chuck does other things and do a radio program. He has pastored some incredibly successful churches, pastoring today. He has been the president of one of America's premier seminaries. In the light of all of the other things that he is doing, how important is the radio ministry personally to Chuck?
Well, I will say that he has learned to manage his life so he can stay focused. The muscle inside of him to say no is pretty well exercised. So his ability, when good opportunities come his way that aren't a part of what he believes God has called him to do, he's learned to give a very gracious no, I can't do that. And so his schedule has remained relatively clear. The church that he pastors now, and by the way, he's preaching twice every Sunday morning to a packed-out church in Frisco, Texas, is on the property of Insight for Living, so that they share the same property but not the same building. So certainly proximity has helped. His wife, who is a tremendous partner in his ministry, oversees much of the media ministry. She's not as engaged in the church otherwise, other than being on the front row every Sunday morning. She's kind of the overseer of the radio and media side of his ministry, and that's helped him stay focused and stay interested. And, of course, yes, he's interested because of the feedback we get. You know, week after week, day after day, we continue to hear from listeners in Ohio and beyond who confirm that God is using the program.
Well, and I can testify to how focused he is and how he can say no, because we have desperately tried to book him for our pastor's breakfast for years, and he has always graciously said no. So we can testify to his focus. And you know what, Roger? I appreciate that. I do. So anyway, we're talking with Roger Kemp, who is the executive producer for Insight for Living Radio, and we must take a quick break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I believe that all the programming on WRFD is life-changing radio and clearly one of the most powerful programs on this radio station and has been for many, many years is Insight for Living with host Chuck Swindoll. Today, it's my privilege to welcome Roger Kemp, the executive producer of Insight for Living, to the program. Roger, now I'm sure that you folks just have this big tree out in the parking lot of Insight for Living, and you go out and pick dollar bills off whenever you need to pay some, you know, you just got a money tree.
Yeah, it's parked right over our corporate jet.
Yeah, well, right. You know, we often talk about listener-supported radio. Well, Insight for Living is in listener-supported radio, and one of the things I think that maybe our listeners do not understand, and I would love for you to elaborate on it, is you folks keep track of the giving and the support from local radio stations, and that's why it is so important that the listeners of WRFD who appreciate Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living give and support and pray. Am I exaggerating that in any way?
No, you're spot on, and thank you, Bob, for allowing me to talk about this. Just last Thursday on the broadcast, Chuck and I agreed that it was a wise decision to hit the pause button on two teaching series in order to address some issues, and we sat down and across the table, mm-hmm. just had a little chat with our listening family, and many of our listeners at The Word heard that last Thursday, and I can elaborate a little bit on that. First of all, I would like to say thank you so much to the hundreds and even thousands of friends we've made along the way in Columbus and beyond who have been so supportive of Insight for Living. It means more than you'll ever know. And, you know, we're a nonprofit ministry. We're not run as a business. And nonprofit ministries, as it should be, operate at the will of the listeners that we serve. So when we get up in the morning, we think about those who will hear the program as those we serve. And so in that scenario, we're beholden to income that comes in from those who listen to the program. So what that means is there is an ebb and flow about our income that's entirely unpredictable.
Yeah.
And so we've hit a kind of a rough patch this summer that, frankly, has gotten to a point that's a little scary. And as Chuck and I were talking, we thought, you know, best thing to do is, number one, pray. Ask God to do what only He can do. And then second, tell your family. I mean, our family would never want us to make decisions apart from their counsel. So we decided just to pull back the curtain a little bit and talk about what's going on behind the scenes, knowing that all of us together doing a little can accomplish a lot.
Well, I cannot imagine WRFD Radio without Insight for Living. Seriously, I can't imagine the voice of Chuck Swindoll not booming forth daily on WRFD Radio. And Roger, I know you know a lot about our listeners, but I want the listeners to my program and to this radio station are some of the most incredible radio listeners in America. The most generous, the most gracious. They give sacrificially.
That's true.
And I just want them to know that Insight for Living is facing a critical need. That's true, correct? This is a critical time for you folks. And we cannot allow Chuck Swindoll's voice to be silenced here in Central Ohio and the 80 of the 88 counties that we cover. So I am making a plea to our listeners to give a gift to Insight for Living. And Roger, what is the best way for our listeners to do that?
Yeah, it's really easy if you want to go online and give that gift. It's simple to go to insight.org/donate. That's Insight, of course, it's insight.org/donate. Or call 24/7. Lots of folks prefer picking up the phone and making a call. And you can do that at 800-772-8888.
Well, and I'm just assuming that our listeners will respond. They always do. And the WRFD family loves Chuck Swindoll. Roger, and again, we're talking with Roger Kemp, the executive producer on Insight for Living. How old is Chuck now?
Well, he would be 84, 85.
Is that right?
Getting up there, yeah. And as I said, you know, still doing what he loves most.
And preaching twice every Sunday to a packed house there in Texas.
Right. And, you know, I would also say to our Columbus listeners, I get asked this from time to time, Bob, what's the man like? And I have to say, I've worked for a lot of people. He's one of the most delightful guys to be around. And anybody who got the opportunity to sit down with him, have coffee, would not be disappointed with the character of the man or the personality of the man as being something that you know, is different from what you've heard on radio. He's that guy, and he's not all that enamored with himself. He's very disarming. And I have to add, he's hysterically funny. So he's just a lot of fun to be around.
Well, I've never met him in person, but I assumed that from listening to him for many, many years. Again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can support you. And then tell us how we can pray for you, Insight for Living, and for Chuck, and we need to do that all in about a minute and 20 seconds.
Well, again, thank you for the opportunity, and I would just say don't think that my little gift's not going to do anything, or I think I'm going to let somebody else do that. Maybe if God's nudging you, if you just feel a little prompting that, you know, I have benefited from that voice and that program, go ahead and respond to that. You will not later feel after you've given, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. My experience with giving, Lori and I are monthly givers. That's the easy way we've chosen. I've never once felt disappointed by giving. I've always felt a sense of joy. And we'd love to have you participate. A gift of any amount will be tremendously grateful for that at insight.org/donate or call 800-772-8888.
And with that, we're running out of time. But Roger, I know you're incredibly busy, and I thank you for taking time for us. And again, we must continue Insight for Living on WRFD Radio, and that will happen if our listeners respond. Roger Kemp, God bless you. Thank you for what you do and for what Insight for Living has done as well.
Thanks so much, Bob. Great to be with you.
All right, Bobberty Live will continue.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.